Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. We're going to do a bunch of different things today on our activity page, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always color or write something at the end. So let's write our names at the top of our paper with our pencils. Do you hear my music? It's February. I thought I would put some nice piano music on in the background. And when you're finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down. We're going to do some coloring first. So at the top of your page, you're going to notice it looks like possibly a classroom or a bedroom. There's all kinds of things happening in the picture. And what I see first are a couple of presents. Do you see the presents? One is really big and one's a little bit smaller. Let's color the really big one purple. Any kind of purple you can find. Let's color the big present purple. I love to give presents and I love to get presents. Now remember to color neatly. You should not be finished with your present. If you say you're finished coloring your present, you need to go back and do a little bit better. What letter sound does present begin with? What letter sound does the word present begin with? P-p-present. Yes, it begins with the letter P. P-p-p-present. So does the word purple. All right, take about 3 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's color the small present yellow. The small present yellow. Let's think about the word small. What letter sound comes at the beginning of the word small? Small, small. S, and then I hear a m, so we can blend that together and say sm. What letter sound ends the word small? Small. What do you hear at the end? Oh, small. Okay, take 2 more seconds for your yellow present and put your crayon down. Now I would like you to look at the picture for the basket. Do you see the basket? It's filled with hearts, or maybe they're filled with valentines. Maybe that's coming up for you, or you've already had it. Let's color the outside of the basket, not the hearts, but the outside of the basket. Green. Any kind of green will work for me. Basket. A tisket, a tasket. I've got a Valentine basket. What about the word basket? What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of basket? B-b-basket. Yes, B. B. And then I made a little rhyming song, which has been around for a while, but goes a tisket, a tasket. I've got a basket full of valentines. If we take the b on basket and change it to a t, you get tasket. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's count the hearts inside of our basket. Touch and point the hearts. Touch and point. Did I say touch and point? Yeah, let's point and touch the hearts as we count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You know what I need? I need my pencil. I'm going to mark these off as I count them. I feel like I counted one of them 2 times. Will you grab your pencil really quick? Let's put a small X on each heart as we count it. That way we don't count the same heart again. That's a good strategy. Ready? 1. Mark off a Valentine heart with an X. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Nine, 10. Okay, 10. I was right. I just wanted to be sure. Just wanted to be sure. You know, math students and grown-ups and kids of all ages like to double check their work. It's good. It's good to double check your work. Okay, so we have 10 Valentine hearts in that basket. Let's color 5 of them blue. Any 5 you want. Pick 5 of the hearts and color them blue. I'm not erasing the X's that I put on my hearts. I'm just coloring right on top. We're going to make 5 of the hearts or the Valentines blue. I have 5 blue Valentines. What letter sound does Valentine start with? Valentine. Yes, the letter V. And if we took away the letter V in Valentine and changed it to t, what would we have? Talentine, exactly. Okay, I have colored 5 blue hearts. We know there are 10 hearts in all. So how many hearts do I have left to color? You can count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hearts left. So 5 blue hearts, and we're going to do 5, let's do red. 5 red hearts, 5 blue, and 5 red will make 10 in all, because 5 and 5 make 10. 5 plus 5 is 10. That's one way to make 10. All right, almost finished. Take 2 more seconds. 2 and 1. Now let's look for the letters. Do you see the 2 letters? There's one on the table, and then there's one on the chair. Let's color the letter on the chair orange. Any kind of orange will work. Color the letter on the chair orange. Letter. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of the word letter? Letter. Yes, I hear it too. L. L. What about the ending sound in letter? Letter. Yes, R. Okay, put down your orange crayon. Let's color the other letter, the one on the table. Let's color that one pink. Find a pink crayon. Let's color that one pink. So there are 2 letters, one on the chair, one on the table. 1 and 1 make how many letters in all? Yep, 2. And 5 blue Valentine hearts plus 5 red Valentine hearts make how many in all? 10. You got it. All right, put down all your crayons. Do you see the bag on the table? Do you see the bag on the table? Let's color the bag. I'm trying to find maybe a color. Let's do blue. I'm going to use my light blue. You can use any kind of blue. I was trying to find a crayon color I haven't used yet. Color the bag blue. It has handles on it. Maybe this boy in this picture is going to fill it up with some more Valentines. Or maybe he already took them out. I don't know. I don't know what's happening here. Okay, so we have a blue bag. I'm finished with mine. Put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Do me a favor. Let's color with our red crayon 2 hearts on that blue bag right on top. 2 hearts on that blue bag. Go right on top of your blue. Color in your hearts. Do your best. If you're not very good at making hearts, it's quite all right. I'm not that great at it either. Okay, 2 red hearts on the blue bag. All right, hang on to your red crayon. Any kind of red will work. And let's color the heart on the chair red also. Color the heart on the chair red also. Okay, there's one more heart we need to color in our picture. Do you see it? There's one more heart in our picture. Yes, the boy's holding it. Do you see it? Let's keep our red crayon and color that heart red too. What letter sound does heart begin with? Heart. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning? Yep, H. And what letter sound do you hear at the end of heart? Heart. Yes, the letter two. Okay, there were a lot of hearts in this picture. I mean, we already started with 10 in the basket. There's some on the letter, there's something on the chair. Look at all the hearts on the presents. My goodness. Okay, put down your red crayon. Let's color the boy's hair brown. Let's color the boy's hair brown. Boy and brown begin the same way. They have the same beginning sound. Boy and brown. What's the beginning sound in boy and brown? Yes, b. If we took away the b in boy and changed it to t, what would we have? Toy. Maybe we'll get a toy for Valentine's Day. Put down all your crayons. Last bit to color. Let's give him some blue jeans. Go ahead and color his pants blue. Boy, brown, blue. Do they all begin the same way with the same beginning sound? Yes. Boy, brown, blue. All right. Two more seconds. Two, one. Put down all your crayons and find your pencil. We're going to do some work at the bottom of our page. Okay. Do you see the card with the flower next to it? And then there's a line for us to write a letter. We're going to put the letter that makes the first sound for Valentine. Valentine. What letter should we put there for the beginning sound in Valentine? Yes, the letter V. It's okay if you make a capital. I made a lowercase, but it doesn't matter. Okay, scoot over. We're going to put the beginning sound for present. Present. What's the beginning sound? P. Write the letter P next to the present. Scoot over. We have a basket, but I do not want you to write the letter B. Nope. On this one, I want us to put the last sound that we hear in basket. The last sound we hear in basket. Yes, the letter T. Write the letter T. And scoot over. We have a bag. What's the last sound that you hear in bag? Bag. Yes, the letter G. Let's check these. Next to the card in the rows, you should have a V for Valentine. Next to the present, you should have a P. P for present. Next to basket, you should have a T for the ending sound in basket. And next to bag, you should have the letter G for the ending sound in bag. All right, let's go down to the sentence where the gift is and the present is. There are circles under each word. I want you to point to the circles under each word while I read it to you. Ready? Is that big gift for you? I see a question mark, so I need to use my question voice. Let's do it again. You touch the circles, I'll read the sentence. Is that big gift for you? Okay, you read it with me this time. Touch the circles under the words and read it with me. Ready? Begin. Is that big gift for you? Let's count the circles. One, two, three, four, five, six. There are six words in our sentence. I would like you to color in with your pencil the circle under the word is. It's the first word in the sentence, I-S. Color that circle in with your pencil, is. Now color in the circle under the word big, b-ig. It begins with the letter B. Yes, it's the third word in the sentence. Okay, the last word I want you to color in the circle underneath it is four. Four. It begins with the letter FOR. Color in the circle under the word four. So you should have the circle colored in under is, IS, under big, BIG, and under four, FOR. Let's read it one more time, the whole sentence. Point to the circles. Here we go. Is that big gift for you? All right, scoot down to that big heart. Ready? I want you to draw 8 polka dots on it. Draw 8 polka dots on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's it. 8. Just do 8. Check them. Make sure you have 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got it. Okay, let's count the counters in the 10 frame. Count them with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Will you color those in for me? There are 4 counters in our 10 frame. Okay, color those in with your pencil, the counters. And now with your pencil, will you draw 3 more? Fill up the top row, 1, and then come down to the bottom, 2 and 3. So you should have 5 across the top now. And how many do you have on the bottom? 2. We had 4 and I asked you to draw 3 more. So you should have drawn 1 on the top row and 2 on the bottom. So now our top row is filled, which means we have 5, 6, 7. Can you do that with me? Say 5, 5, 6, 7. Last time. 5, 6, 7. Okay, scoot over. Ooh, mama, look at this. We're counting backwards. Will you trace the 10 with me? Trace it with your pencil. 10, scoot over. 9, we're going to blast off. Scoot over. 10, 9, 8, scoot over. Trace the 7. 10, 9, 8, 7, scoot down. 6, 5, trace the 5. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. You need to write the number 4. Check it. You should have 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. We did it. Boys and girls, we did the entire activity together. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.